We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. Our call to worship today, we're in 2 Kings chapter 22. And last week we began to look at this particular passage regarding King Josiah and the find that was found in the temple. And that, of course, was the Word of God. And we're told in verse 8 of this passage, "And Hilkiah the high priest said unto Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. And Shaphan the scribe came to the king and brought the king word again and said, Thy servants have gathered the money that was found in the house and have delivered it into the hand of them that do the work, that have the oversight of the house of the Lord. And Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath delivered me a book." Isn't that interesting? Not the book, not the Word of God, but a book. Because this particular deliverer had not looked at it, had not seen it. "And it came to pass when the king had heard the words of the book of the law that he rent his clothes." We're working our way through this passage of Scripture because we are seeking to know what it means to be awakened to truth, but also what it means for a nation who has refused to be awakened to the truth, to have possession of the truth and yet not be awakened to the truth. We hear this phrase today, woke. You've heard that many, many times. But what has the generation been woke to? It is a false narrative. Not truth, but a false narrative. Going back and rewriting history that what was done in the past wasn't good enough, wasn't strong enough. And so what do? We tear down monuments and we tear down anything that relates to the past, including monuments to those that delivered America from slavery. That doesn't make sense to me because I thought that that's what they were about to start with, but not anymore. It's about tearing all the things down. Do you realize that in Africa they've been watching America? That they're wanting to tear down David Livingstone's statue in Africa because he didn't do enough to stop slavery? I mean, it's just an amazing thing we've gotten to today. But here is the response of the king to the Word of God. He was awakened. Says he rent his clothes. Now, we're not talking about, the kind of clothes that you and I wear today. We're talking about kingly garments. He tore them off of himself, that's the Hebrew there, because of what he heard in the Word of God. Have you had that kind of a reaction recently to the Word of God? I think a lot of times is that familiarity breeds contempt. It doesn't work like it should in our hearts and lives, because we've got a layer of veneer on us because of our sensitivity to the world and the culture of the times and what's happening all around us. And it's hard for that word to have its effect in our hearts and lives. Dr. Bob Jones Sr. said, "What we need is 50 John the Baptists to turn America upside down." You know, it would be wonderful to desire that, but would it work? Would it work? Are people to the place now that they don't want to hear anything of the Word of God? We find in our reading of chapter 22 that I encourage you to read this week. In chapter 22, you find that there's a prophetess by the name of Huldah. And she says, "Tell the man that sent you to me, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof." She shared with them the message that God was going to judge in spite of the fact that the king had been awakened to the truth of the Word of God. It was too late for the country. It was too late for the country. Now, we have not received a definitive word about America. We don't know where we stand. But I know how we treat God's Word. And that's a pretty good indication. God's Word was found, rolled up, hidden in the temple, which means it wasn't being read, wasn't being followed. And when the king read it, he tore his garments from him because he realized how far they had gone in sin. We need that moment in our hearts and lives. Let's forget about talking about America. Let's talk about right here in our hearts, an awakening that causes us to rent the clothing off of ourselves because of where we are in relation to the Word. That's the kind of work we need done in our hearts and lives.